Good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Be'ezus Hashem, Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi, Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf, Psachim, daf Kuf Dalet. Good morning, Dovzi. Good morning, Avi, Chanach, Henach, Shlomo David, Ruben, and Dr. Joe. We got up to the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph by the word Gufa. The word Gufa is approximately 10 lines down. First word on the line is Gufa. It's about 13 lines down. Here we go. Gufa. Am Rav Elazar, Am Rav Hoshaya HaPoches. Someone who only wants to say some Havdalahs in Havdalah. Hamavdil mikodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech, ben Yisrael l'amim, lo yifchos mishalosh. You should not do less than three. The Mefarshim explain why should you not do less than three. Because there are three Havdalahs that Shabbos plays a major role in. Kodesh l'chol, that's obvious. Or l'choshech, because it was on Motzei Shabbos that the light was created. And Ben Yisrael la'amim, also Shabbos, as we read in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, what a dafyomi coincidence. Ki oshi beinihu veinichem l'doroseichem. Right? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So Shabbos is oshi. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. This week's Parsha. So it's an os. So you have to have at least three. V'amosif lo Yosef al sheva. And the maximum number of Havdalahs is seven. Mesive. I'll ask you a question. Omer, Havdalos, Motzoi Shabbos, of Motzoi Yom Tovim. You have to say Havdalah, Motzoi Shabbos, Motzoi Yontif, Motzoi Yom HaKippurim, Motzoi Yom Kippur, Motzoi Shabbos, Li Yontif. And when it's Motzoi Shabbos into Yontif, you say Havdalah. Uva Motzoi Yontif, L'chol Shel Moed, Motzoi Yontif, L'chol Moed, Avalo, B'Motzoi Yontif, L'Shabbos. Right? So you make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos going into Yontif, but you don't make Havdalah on Motzei Yontif going into Shabbos. What's the reason for that? So the reason is that we hold that Shabbos has a higher Kedusha than Yontif. So when Shabbos is leaving into Yontif, so we have to recognize that we're losing Kedusha. But when Yontif is going into Shabbos, you're getting better Kedusha, so I'm not gonna escort the Yontif out. I'm not gonna complain about losing Yontif when I'm getting Shabbos. I'm getting Shabbos. That's not really a Havdalah. I'm not going to Chol. I'm not really going down. I'm going up. You only make Havdalah when you're going down. You're going from Shabbos to Chol, when you're going from Yontif to Chol. But when you're going from Yontif to Shabbos, you're not going down, you're going up. So you don't have to make Havdalah. So says the Rashbam. When the king is nichnas la'ir and the governor is leaving and the king's coming, nobody cares about the governor. We're all focused on the fact that the king is coming. So you don't make Havdalah. Says the Gemara, Haragil, someone who is used to saying lots of Havdalahs, Omer Harbe, v'she'en Haragil, Omer Achas. If you're not Ragil and Havdalah, you only make one Havdalah. So that's going to be the Kasha. It said before, you have to do a minimum of three. Here it says you only do one Havdalah. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's a machlokes Tanoim. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Benon shel Kedoshim Omer, the son of the holy ones. Benon shel Kedoshim. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Reuben. Benon shel Kedoshim Omer, Achas. We'll see in a second who this was, the son of the holy ones. He used to only say one Havdalah. Interesting. Why one Havdalah? So the Mefarshim say over here that the more Havdalahs you make, that shows that there's more Kedushas, that you need more to explain it. This tzaddik, Rabbi, whose name was Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai, we're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to tell us who this Benon Shel Kedoshim was. So he was very, very, very holy. He didn't need so many kedushas to explain what Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol is. All he needed was one. Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. He understood how to be Mavdil between Kodesh L'chol, only one. The lower level you are, the more kedushas you need to explain what it means Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. And therefore, we said before, if you remember in yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi just had one. And you know what we used to call Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's what they called Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was a Kadosh, so he understood what Kedusha really was. So he only needed one. Like the Gemara said earlier in yesterday's daf. So said the Chasam Sofer. He makes the connection. The Chasam Sofer says that if you're very holy, so you're able to make Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, all you need is one. You know exactly what Kedusha and Chol is. And on the bottom of my Gemara here, in the notes in the Masifti, quotes a beautiful pshat from the Me'a Shiloach. Whoa, that's my Rebbe's, one of my Rebbe's favorite svarim. The Me'a Shiloach, that's the Ishbitzer, Rabbi Liner, the one who, from the family of the Radziners, who had the Radziner Tchelis. So the Me'a Shiloach writes, Havdalah between two things. Where do you need more Havdalah? In things that people can't tell the difference. Like weekdays and Shabbos. Ask the Goyim, what's the difference between weekdays and Shabbos? There's no difference. It's the same thing for between weekday and Shabbos. Or Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Yemei HaMaaseh. That to the eye, this Shabbos looks like every other day. And Ben Yisrael Amim, do the Jews really look so much different? We eat and drink like the Goyim, we breathe, we sleep, we go to work. So when a person doesn't have das to understand the differences, he needs to add more and more and more havdalos to be able to tell the differences. By explaining and looking at the differences, he's going to come to understand. But Benan Shel Kedoshim, says the Radziner, the Me'a Shiloach, Benan Shel Kedoshim doesn't need rayas. But in the first, with one look, he can look into the thing and right away he understands the difference between Kedusha and not Kedusha. So that's why one Havdalah was enough for Benan Shel Kedoshim. So says the Gemara, back inside, Tanayi, Dabar Rabbi Yochanan, Benan Shel Kedoshim, Omer Achas. The holy rabbis would say only one Kedusha. V'noagu Am Loma Shalosh. But the people had the minhag to say three. Man Niu, Benan Shel Kedoshim. Who was the Benan Shel Kedoshim? Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi. V'amai Korolei Benan Shel Kedoshim. Why they call him Benan Shel Kedoshim? Delo Estakel B'tzurta D'zuza. He was so careful, he wouldn't even look at the forms that were on the coins, because he was chayshish that it was Avodah Zarah. Shalach Luhu Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Chananya Ochi Omer Achas. My brother Chananya said only one Havdalah. V'les Hilchas HaKava say, we don't paskin that way. We say a minimum of three. Now, interestingly, so the Mefarshim over here, the Rishonim, quote, the Gemara in Shabbos says that certain Amoraim used to have a minig on Motzei Shabbos to just say, Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, and then do Malacha. Like we know, we have a Halacha like that. Just say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. So that sounds like one Havdalah would be enough. So the Rif here in our Gemara says, nevertheless, since the Minhag HaAm was to say three, so the Rif writes, nowadays you shouldn't say Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. It's just a minug. And the Ran on the Rif writes, no, that from the words of the Rif, it sounds like that's really talking about real Havdalah. So you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. However, Rashi in Masechet Shabbos writes, no, that wasn't the real Havdalah Alakos. They just used to say that without a Shem HaMalchus, Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, just in order to do malacha. But you're still not allowed to eat and drink after you say Baruch Hamavdim and Kodesh L'chol until you sit down and do it on a kos with three Avdolas. Oh, so that's a question. How do you put the Gemara and Shabbos together with this Gemara? The Gemara and Shabbos says that Amoraim used to just say one thing, Baruch Hamavdim and Kodesh L'chol. So the Rif says that was their real Avdolah, and you had to say Baruch Atah Hashem L'kenem Al-Cholam Hamavdim and Kodesh L'chol. That's like the minimum Avdolah, and you can get away with one. But Rashi says, no. Our Gemara says you need three, the minigas. So that's just a Baruch Hamavdim and Kodesh L'chol to do malacha, but you're not allowed to eat and drink after that. You're not allowed to eat and drink. Our Gemara means that for the real Havdalah, you have to say a minimum of three Havdalahs in order to actually, on a kais, you have to make on a cup of wine a minimum of three Havdalahs to actually be able to eat and drink afterwards. Okay, very good. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Hamavdil Tzarech Sheyomar Me'ein Havdalas Hamuras B'Torah. So if you're going to make Havdalas in Havdalah, if you're going to make Hamavdil in Havdalah, so you're only allowed to say Havdalas on things that the Torah uses the word Hamavdil in describing the differences. Those are the Havdalas that you are allowed to include in Havdalah. Mesive, I'll ask you a question against this. Really, it's only the Havdalahs that are in the Torah? Really, is that true? Only the Havdalahs that are in the Torah? Mesive, say their Havdalahs. What are the seven Havdalahs that we say in Havdalah? Heach, what are the seven Havdalahs? Omer, Hamavda bin Kodesh L'chol, bin Or L'choshe, bin Salamim, uven Yom HaShvili Sheshes Tamei Amase, bin Tamei LaTahar, Bein hayom lecharava, dry land and water. Bein mayim elyonim lemayim atachtonim, the upper waters and the lower waters. Bein kohanim lelevim v'yisraelim. V'choseim, and you conclude the bracha, b'seder bracious. Baruch atah Hashem, soder bracious. Because it was on Motzei Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to actually conduct ma'aseh bracious after creation. V'acherim omrim biyotzer bracious. Some say you conclude with yotzer bracious. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Chosei Mekadesh Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael. Says the Gemara, V'im Isa. And if you're telling me that you only could use Havdalahs that it says in the Torah, Ha'bein Hayom L'charava Lo K'siva Be'i Havdalah. You never find the Torah saying that Hashem separated between the Yam and the Yabasha. You don't find that. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Sami Mikan Bein Hayom L'Charava. You're right. Erase that from the list. Bein Hayom L'Charava should not be there. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if so. So you don't have seven. Bein Yom Ashvi L'Shesh Tzmei Amas and Nami. That also doesn't count. It's just Mein Chasimahu. Batzar Chad, you're missing one. V'Leka Sheva, you don't have seven. Ask the Gemara, Amri, Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim Trei Milininu. There's two Havdalahs between Kohanim and Levim, and Levim V'Yisraelim. Bein Levim V'Yisraelim Dichsiv Ba'ez Ha'hi Hivdil Hashem Es Shevet Alevi. Hashem separated the Levim. Bein HaKohanim Leviim Dichsiv Pasuk in Devarei Hayamim Bnei Amram Aaron Umoshe Vayavdil Aaron Lakdisha Kodesh Kadashim. Asks the Gemara, what should be the closing bracha? Michta Maichasim. How do you finish the Havdalah? Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael, like we said before. Ushmuel Amar Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol, like is our minute. Says Gemara, Layit Allah Abaye, V'itamer of Yosef, Ahadirav. So literally the words Layit Allah Abaye means Abaye cursed out this opinion. So Tosus and Ksubis on Daf Bezon Bey says that every Amora had his unique style of asking questions. We find all over Shas, Layit Allah Abaye, Layit Allah Abaye, Abaye cursed out this opinion. So it just means he had a very, very strong reaction. I don't know if it means that he didn't like this opinion at all. Like we have Pashit Rav Achoy, Megadif Bar Rabbi Avo, Tohi Bar Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Labai. Fine. Laila Labai Vitamer Rav Yosef Ahadarav. They didn't like this Mekadesh Yisrael business. Why was Abai so angry about that? Because apparently the Christians who held that Sunday was the holiest day of the week. So Saturday night, by saying Mekadesh Yisrael, so it sounds like you are sanctifying Sunday. Mekadesh Yisrael, Lahotzi Midas, the Christians who are sanctifying Sunday, and on Motzei Shabbos, when you sanctify Mekadesh Yisrael, looks like you're sanctifying Sunday. So said the Hagos of Elazar Meir Horovitz. And that's why the Gemara says, Layin Allah Abaya Hodirav, and not on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, even though he said it earlier, because during the times of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so the Christians weren't yet, they didn't yet develop this. And there was no reason to make a mistake. But by the time of Rav, they already had this hefkeris of identifying Sunday, and therefore we had to make sure to do not like the Christians. Wow. Others say differently. The Ramami Pano writes that Mekadesh Yisrael sounds like that when Shabbos is over, the Jews lose their Kedusha. Somebody might make a mistake and think that the Jew gets more Kedusha when Shabbos leaves. And says, Zilzel B'Kavod HaShabbos. Okay, whatever the reason is. Okay. Fine. Okay, let's continue. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Kol achose mikadesh Yisrael, ve'amavdim in kodesh l'chol, ma'richen lo yamav shnosav. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said, if you do both of them, mikadesh Yisrael and amavdim in kodesh l'chol, so that's a good thing, you're going to live a long life. But the Gemara says, v'les hilchas kavaseh, we do not follow that opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, because you're not allowed to conclude a bracha with two different topics. Rather, we follow Shmuel, who said, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, because Abai cursed out somebody who observed like Rav. So says the Rashbam. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to tell a Maisa about Havdalah. Ula ikla lepumpadisa. Ula went to the town of Pumpadisa on Shabbos. Amale Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Berei. So he watched and he saw that Rav Yehuda said to his son Rav Yitzchak, Zil amti le kalkol de peri. Go bring Ula. We had the special Torah scholar. Ula was a guest in our neighborhood. Go bring him a basket filled with fruit. V'chazi heichi avdil. And give him a basket full of fruit. Why did he bring a basket filled with fruit? Right, he's going to want to eat. If you'll bring him a basket filled with fruit, the Rashbam says. So it's Motzei Shabbos. Bring him a basket filled with fruits. He's going to want to eat. So he's going to have to make Havdalah. We want to hear how the great tzaddik makes Havdalah. So what happens? So this was the daddy, Rabbi Yehuda, said to his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, go bring him fruit and listen to how he makes Havdalah. Loy Azil. So Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, Motzei Shabbos was very, very busy, the son. So he didn't go himself. Shadar Leila Abaye. So he sent the younger Torah scholar Abaye, go bring Ula the fruit. He's going to want to eat. He's going to make Havdalah. Listen to what he says, so we'll know how to make Havdalah. Kiyosa Abaye. When Abaye came back from visiting Ula, so Amale, so Rav Yitzchak was the son.
So Rav Yitzchak said to Abaye, "Hey, Chiyomar, what did Ula say for Havdalah?" Amalei, Abaye said, "Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol." Omar, he said, "Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol." Obviously, he said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, Baruch Ata Hashem Amai. He said it with Shem Malchus. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. That's what he said. According to Rabbeinu Chananel Lamarim Chalava, he said it with Shem Malchus. Vesulo. That's all he said. Right. He didn't end it off with a baruch. He didn't say all the extra havdalas. That's the way Rashi learns. However, Tosfos in tomorrow's daf asks from the Gemara that we saw earlier. And therefore Tos explains, no. He said all the other havdalas. But in the Chasima, he just said, he didn't make a chasima. He said, Baruch atah Hashem lakim ma'achol ma'amadi ben kodesh lachol ben olah chosh ben yisrael levim yom ha'shi. He didn't have a chasima. That, because that's going to be clear in the Gemara. So if you take a look at Rashi over here, Rashi's on the top of the page. Rashi says, took a look at the top Rashi. Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol v'su lo, amar, ba'ashah avdolos, v'lo chasamba. He didn't have a chasima. So according to Rashi, he just said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamavdi bin Kodesh Lachol, that's it. But according to Tosfos, tomorrow's daf, according to Tosfos, Rashi says he didn't have a chasima, he didn't make other havdals. But according to Tosfos, he said all the seven. According to Tosis, no, he said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamavdi ben Kodesh Lachor, ben Ola Choshech, ben Yisrael La'amim. It's a Tosis on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Kashya. The top Tosis on the next Amud. L'perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Delo Amar Ela Hamavdi ben Kodesh Lachor V'Sulo. He has a problem. So therefore, Tosis is going to end up saying, based on tomorrow's daf, maybe we're actually going to see it in a minute. We're going to see it in today's daf. So let's see. But Tosa says he said all seven without a chasima. Says the Gemara, back in the Gemara. Asal kamei davua. So then Rav Yitzchak came to his father. Amarle, his father said, Heichi Amar, how did Ula say the bracha of Havdalah? So Amarle, ano lo azli. So the son admitted to the father, listen, I didn't go hear myself what Ula said. Ano shadrise la Abaye. I sent Abaye to go hear what Ula said. For Amarle, and Abaye said to me, Amavdu bin Kodesh Lachol, that he just said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Amavdu bin Kodesh Lachol. So the father, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, got very angry at his son, Rav Yitzchak, that he didn't go by himself. He was too busy. He appointed Abaye to go. Amar Lei, Rav Rivenuse Demar, Usiraruse Demar, Garmale Lamar Delote Meshmaitzi Mipume. Because you were so high on yourself, that you didn't have the time, you had too many administrative responsibilities, you were too high and mighty, you were too chashuv, you sent the underling Abaye to go, so you caused that from now on, when people, for all times, are going to repeat the opinion of Ula, that the proper closing of the bracha is, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, that when they repeat this halacha, and even after you are in the Olam HaEmes, and they're quoting this halacha, they're not going to quote it in your name. So your lips will not be moving in the kever. That's what the Mefarshim say over here. The Rashbam writes. Take a look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. That's towards the bottom of the page. Sarusa Demar, you see on the fourth wide line, Kasalov al Shlo Halachu Batzmo. The Lo Tigma Shmaitzi Mipume de Rav Yitzchak El Mipume de Abaye. You cause that people are not going to say it in the, right? El Mipume de Abaye. They're not going to say it in your name, in the name of Rav Yitzchak. They're going to say this teaching in the name of Abaye. Varminan the Gemara says in Masecht Yevamos on Daf Tzadi Zayin, Kol Talmid Chacham Sh'omer Dover Shmo Mipiv Sifsos of Dovavos Pekever. Any Talmud Chacham that they say a Torah teaching in his name and he's dead, so his lips are moving in the grave. It's like he's still learning. His teaching is still going. It's like he can still learn even after he's not here. So you, by the fact that you were too full of yourself and you wouldn't go yourself, so you caused that that they're never going to say this teaching in your name anymore. Fine. Ask the Gemara. Meisive. We have a question against Ula. Kol HaBarachos Kulon Poseach B'Baruch V'Chosem Ben B'Baruch. Every bracha needs to be started with a Baruch Atah Hashem and finished with a Baruch Hashem. Chutz mi Birchas Mitzvos. They're too short. One topic. U'Birchas HaPeros Baruch Priyates. U'Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavrita doesn't start with a bracha. Like 18 out of the last 19 brachas in Shmon Esrei. Don't start with a bracha because it's a bracha smucha l'charita. So if it's all in one order of bracha, so you don't have to have a beginning bracha. U'bracha achrona shebekriyashma, emes v'yatziv, is also called smucha l'charita. Sheyesh mehen poseach v'barach v'ein chosim v'barach. Brachas ha-mitzvahs and peiros, they start and don't end. V'yesh men shechosim v'barach v'ein poseach v'barach. And some end with a baruch, but don't start like a bracha smucha l'chavrita. Va'tov va'metiv poseach b'baruch v'nechosim b'baruch. The bracha, the fourth bracha in benching, baruch atash and mechlam akel avinu makinu adirin borein golein yotzei. That starts with the bracha and doesn't end. Why? Because the first three are part of an order of the brachas that are doraisa in benching. So no delacha and rachim don't start with a baruch. But the fourth is the bracha derabbanan. It was instituted. We had it the other day in the daf. Hatov HaMeitu was instituted for the Haruge Beitar. Hatov Shenitnu Shelo Esrichu VaHaMeitiv Shenitnu L'Kvura. So it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Rav Kook has a beautiful pshat. Why is that bracha included in benching? Hatov HaMeitiv. What is the fact that the Haruge Beitar were granted Kvura? So because the Haruge Beitar were granted Kvura, so they included Hatov HaMeitiv in benching? What does it have to do with the steak sandwich I'm eating? And well, I don't eat that anymore, but whatever. What does it have to do with the whole wheat 21 grain bread that I'm eating in Woodmere into 2021? What does the Haruge Beitar have to do with my sandwich here? So Rav Kook has a gorgeous shot in the sitter. Rav Kook's sitter on benching. He says Klai Yisrael was so despondent at that time, they thought it was all over, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mailed it in. The Haruge Beitar was such a low point in Jewish history. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they were in Golus, they thought Bar Kokhba was going to be Mashiach. And they lost the war. People were killed. People were down in the dumps, despondent. Depression was terrible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a little wink through Golus. A little wink in the Golus. He said, a little wink. Hatov Shelo Estrichi caused a miracle. All the dead bodies that they remember we had in the daf the other day, they were piling up the dead bodies and using them as fences around their vineyards. And the blood of the Jews was being used as the fertilizer to fertilize the field. That's why we make dafka on wine. We make atova metiv when you bring a new wine to the table. Because to remember that Haruge Beta. That's what one of the achronim said. Beautiful pshat. Never forget that one. Ah, says Rav Kook. Hashem was winking at us through the gall, saying, you think things are so down and low right now? Hatov shelo estricha meitu l'kvura. Said Rav Kook, every time a Jew has bread, he has to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sustaining him through the Golus. Just like he did in the Haruge Beitar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him bread to eat. He's sustaining us. He's keeping us alive. You're keeping us through the Golus. You're still with us even through the long Golus. And that shows you're going to redeem us in the future as well. Beautiful Rav Kook. You got to see it inside. Gorgeous pshat. Kashi l'ula. So this whole Gemara is a question against Ula. It's a question against Ula. Because Ula, Havdalah has to have an opening and a closing. It's not one of these examples. But Ula only said, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kedem Acham Amadim B'Kodesh HaKol, according to Rashi, or according to Tosis, and the top Tosis over here. Baruch Atah Hashem L'Amadim B'Kodesh HaKol, Olu Chosh Min Yisrael, Amin Yom, he made all seven of them. But he didn't conclude. Answers the Gemara, Amalach Ula. Ula will answer you, Hanami kebirkas hamitzvos damya. Havdalah is also like the birkas hamitzvos. Birkas hamitzvos my timer. Why is there no closing to the birkas hamitzvah? Mishum, the haidahi, it's all one haidah. Hanami, birkas havdalah is also haidahi. It's one haidah. There's no other bakashas in the middle of it, and therefore you don't need a chasima. Since it doesn't, let's take a look at Tosus. Kashi Lula, top Tosus. Leperish HaKudshas to Pirish La'el, Delo Amar Ela Hamavdil Mekodesh L'chol V'su Lo, Kashi. What's the Havamina? Tosus, according to Rashi, if Ula just said, Baruch HaTash L'nechol Mavdil Mekodesh L'chol, so it's just like Birkas HaMitzvos, why did the Gemara even have a Kashi? Obviously, there's no ending, it's just one short little thing. Hapshita de la Birkas HaPeros Damya. There's no shorter bracha than that. Vaod leimad d'savar ulak Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the mashmanami de lahavi chasim v'nire. So therefore, Tosas had different shat than Rashi. The ula amanami kol shar havdolos. No, he said amavdim in kodesh l'chol, but olachoshech when yisrael amim v'ishtik below chasima. But he didn't make a. He didn't say a baruch atah Hashem amavdim in kodesh l'chol at the end. Since it's pretty long, No, Havdalah is more like Birkas HaPeres, Birkas HaMitzvos, than Kiddush. Right. Okay, so gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Shabbos, we'll see you, you know, approximately half hour after Shabbos, something like that. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos, Randy.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.